Hello?
Yeah, this is Viking. Did you request a call back from customer service?
Yes, ma'am. Do you need anything from me besides my name?
Yeah, what's your zip code?
90248.
Okay, first and last name.
Hermenegilda Baez.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You want me to spell it for you? Baez is my last name. BAEZ.
Okay.
First name, Hermenegilda. It's HermenegildaGilda.
Okay, and then verify your address for security purposes.
It's 17700 South Western Avenue, space number 1, Gardena, California, 90248.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here for a wireless mini pod and a smart health watch. How may I help you today?
Yes, I took a survey, and at the end of the survey, they say I was entitled to this watch. All I had to pay was shipping, $695. Okay, fine. Then I get charged $29.95 and $14.95 for something else.
Okay, let me pull it up for you. So it looks like what happened is the $29.95, that's for the wireless mini pods. If you don't decline it, it'll add it to your order. And I think the $14.95 is for the warranty for the watch. So did you not see those things pop up when you signed up for the watch?
I didn't, I saw him pop up, but I didn't press on it or anything.
Oh, yeah, you have to decline it. Yeah, see, when you didn't press anything and it popped up, they assumed that you wanted it, so that's why it automatically added it to your order.
Yeah, well, I don't want it.
Okay, let's go back here and see what we can do about that. All right, so on the watch that you signed it for, would you like to continue at a 35% discount every 30 days?
No, I don't want anything. I really don't. All I wanted was that little watch, and that's it. And now I don't even want that.
No, you're fine. Would you like to continue at a 50% discount every 60 days in the future?
No.
Okay. And would you like to continue at a 75% discount every 30 days in the future?
No.
Okay. So what you're going to have to do is, so do you still want the watch?
You know, I'd rather not even have that.
Okay. So what you're going to have to do is, if you don't want these products, you're going to have to, once you receive these, if you want to get a refund, you have to send these back into the warehouse. Give me one second. So what you have to do is wait until you receive this merchandise. We have to extend your account out 7 days. We must issue you a we will not issue a RMA to send it back, but we will keep your account open until our merchandise is received. Once it's received, that's when you'll get the refund. So keep in mind, if you do not you have to keep calling us, because if you want to send this back for a refund, we cannot cancel your account. So that means if I give you a 7-day extension from today, you have to call in before they extend up and say, "Hey, have you received my merchandise?" If they say no, you have to keep getting it extended out. Or either you can
Okay.
keep the merchandise when you get it and cancel it. It's up to you.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and call my bank and see what they can do. And
So which
I
one do
want
you
all
want
this
to do?
canceled. I want this canceled.
Okay. So would you like to accept on that charge? Would you like to accept a 35% refund and cancel out your account, which on what you were billed?
I'm sorry, I don't understand what this 35% discount is.
No, this is not a discount. This is a refund. You've already denied the discounts.
Okay, so what do you mean a 35% discount?
A 35% refund on what you've been billed and cancel out your account, because you're saying that you no longer want it. So we're offering you refunds on these charges.
That's what I want, is a refund on all of it.
Okay, but you have to go through this process. Would you like to accept the 35% refund on the charge?
Would that be okay? Let's say this is the $29.95. I would be accepting a 35% refund on that.
That is correct.
$29.95.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, that's what that means.
No, I want all my money back. I didn't order all this stuff.
No, you're fine. Would you like to accept a 50% refund on that charge and cancel
it? I want all my money back.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me get you canceled. Reach out and see if there's something more I can do for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so what I'll do is I'll go ahead and issue you the refund for the $29.95. We can't stop the shipments. You're still going to get this merchandise.
Okay, now, hold on, I'm looking at my... What about the $14.95?
Okay, that's for the warranty. Once you get that, you need to call in and let us know you've received it. Then they'll take that off as well. We can't take off. We can't take off both of them in the same day.
Okay, so I should call back then for this when some other time, tomorrow?
Yes, because you have to understand, you are the one that did not decline these offers. That's why they got added on to your order. So that's why you have to go through this certain process. You need to be careful and make sure you're reading what you're signing up for, what you're authorizing.
Well, I just, I just clicked on the $6.95, the watch.
I know, yeah.
Supposed to be, and then all this comes up. So, okay.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me get everything notated for you.
Okay.
And we'll be done. Just be careful. Like I said, just give the refund about 3 to 5 days. Once you receive the other product, just call in about whatever else you have. Give me 1 second. All right, so we got everything situated for you. So it's canceled out. Check your email. Like I said, once you receive the other merchandise, just give us a call back.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
All right. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.